Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chipper here. Chip, the Vikings have added defense. They have added Jonathan Greenard. He's the headliner. A lot of people had him as the fifth or sixth best free agent of all. Off the Texans, he had, 13 sacks last year right in that area? Mm-hmm. They added a couple linebackers, Andrew Van Ginkel, which is just a great name. I wish your name was Andrew Van Ginkel. And then they added the former Gopher, Blake Cashman, who's had a good season. But guess what? They're not the headliners. They are not the headline story of the day. It is Kirk Cousins after 6 years. He goes to the Atlanta Falcons, his own agent. Breaking the news at about 120 or so, 4 years. If he plays all four, it's 180. The key part is $100 million guaranteed. He gets the first 2 years guaranteed at $45 million per. He must have some buyout at $10 million for the 26th season. So 4 years, but really 2 years and a buyout at $100 million. Considering the money, Chip, considering it's been 6 years, considering the other issues they have, I personally think it was time to shake his hand, say you're a good man, wish you luck. It's time to move on from the Kirk Cousins experience. What do you think?
Yeah, the 4 years, no. The $100 million guaranteed, no. They were not going to budge. And I give Kwesi credit here that, yes, this was negotiation. There's a bidding war, and there's uncertainty of the fear of the unknown at quarterback when you don't have it. But they stuck to their plan, and they just were not going to budge on the term and that kind of money. And so I think they did the right thing, and now they're focusing on fixing other parts of their roster, which desperately need upgrades, most notably on defense with what they're doing. But I think it was just time. If they could have done something more reasonable for 2 years with a possibly an out at one, then obviously that changes. But Kirk was not going to do that. He was looking for more long-term security.
I would like to have Kirk's agent, and then I would like him to negotiate with Mark Coyle during my next negotiations. Kirk and his team, Chip, they know how to get max money. Whether he's a Hall of Famer, he's got a ways to go to get there on that. But as a Hall of Fame negotiator, they're phenomenal. They get every penny possible.
Well, and part of that is, I mean, great negotiation, but Chad, there's bad quarterback plays.
Yes,
there is a scarcity of good, competent quarterback play in the NFL. And so, when you have that going for you, and you have some leverage, you're able to do that. And so I think anybody who looked at this knew it was going to come down to two things. Was Kirk willing at this stage of his career, going to be 36 in August? We know he loves it here and all that, and the familiarity and his relationship with O'Connell and the organization. Was he willing to forego that to get a more, long-term security and more money? That's what it was going to come down to, because you felt like Atlanta was going to give them more or offer him more than what the Vikings were willing to do. So he made his choice. Obviously, he,
I don't fault him on that. Do you fault him on that?
I never fault players.
Owners are cruel too. They'll cut a guy, drop of the hat. They'll cut. He was treated extraordinarily well by the Vikings. They professionally were very good to him. But at this point, When, by the way, he looks at this team, he's no dummy. He knows the issues. And he sees the division the Falcons are in, which is weak. He sees a stud running back, a very good wide receiver, a tight end who people thought was going to be amazing, but hasn't so far. It's the same type of system. I don't think he has to give a hometown discount. If he does, fine. But I don't think he should get any blame for not taking it.
No, no. I mean, the idea of hometown discounts just does not happen in the NFL. I'm sorry, it doesn't, because of we see it every year. A guy agrees to a contract, and next year the team decides they want to get younger or cheaper or whatever, and so they can take a pay cut to stay in the league. I never understand why fans side with billionaire owners who can just pull the
way too much
from underneath players all the time. And so I'm always for players getting as much as they can when they can, because their careers are so short, and teams often come back and want them to take a pay cut. So I don't fault him at all. I mean, you know, good for him. And you know, I think people will look back at him favorably. Like his last 2 years, I think people appreciated him more. I think his personality came out more. Yes, there's only one playoff win in his 6 years, and he made $185 million. He had a nice run here, a good stint. It wasn't great. Wasn't what everybody had thought coming off that NFC title appearance in, what was it, 17? So it never reached the level that we thought. But I think people look back and think, he did good things here, but it's also time to move on when you look at what he's now getting from Atlanta.
Okay, so let's stay with that part. Okay. The two of us, Peck, we might have talked the day, Sana. I don't remember. But from the time he signs to now he departs, considering the team that he inherited and the way the team evolved during this time here, did the signing live up to expectations? Because for me, Chip, if I have to say yes or no, I'm a no just because of the one playoff win. I know the defense just fell off precipitously. I know the offensive line. How many times have the two of us talked about that offensive line? It's ironic they're now getting better. But if you would have said, hey, they sign him, he's the best quarterback out there, they're adding to Zimmer and Spielman in this defense, and oh, by the way, for the next 6 years, he's going to play almost the entire time, and they're only going to win one playoff game. To me, that's not living up to expectations, accounting to he's not accountable for everything on this team.
Well, that's it. I mean, this discussion, it tends to I think people look at it from a black and white perspective, right? It's either all his fault or, you know, it's someone else's fault. It's not his, right? I would say no, it didn't live up to expectations. Do you remember, this was a team that was in the NFC Championship game, and they went out and got, a veteran, high-priced free agent quarterback. So you're thinking that's going to be the piece that puts them over the top. And so when you have that feeling and you look at the money he got, and then there's only one playoff win in those 6 years, it's hard to say that they got what they were anticipated. Now, there's all kinds of factors. I mean, there's a nuanced discussion. Yeah, the defense, injuries, different things have happened. It's not entirely his fault, but he's not blameless.
He's
certainly not without fault with this. So, I mean, he has to take his share of blame, too, for them not being, better and more equipped to win. But in totality, he did some good things here, but if we're just basing him off his contract and what he's coming here to do to put this team over the top and be that guy at least into it didn't happen. It just didn't happen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The propagandists for the Vikings also turned in his spectacular performance against San Francisco, because it was that, and then how well he was playing against Green Bay before the Achilles happened, as if he was about to go on a five-year run and be the greatest quarterback ever. To me, you know what he would have been the next rest of the season? Him. He would have been him. He would have had some very good moments. He would have had some games where you're like, man, he makes some throws. And he would have had some other games where you would have been like, come on. Even though the pocket stunk or even though the defense isn't there, you should win games more often. Was he getting more of the O'Connell offense down? Yes. But, man, I think there's a lot of romanticizing of how he was playing. Let's not forget, they started the year 1-4 when he was the quarterback.
I think part of that romanticism is because we saw his personality come out more in the last couple of years, and he became less robotic and more likable after Zim left. He felt free to kind of show who he is, and it became playful and goofy and the chains. And he did, you know what? When he was at his best, he was playing at a high level. I mean, it was
at his best, yes,
really good, and it was not just, you know, a game two or here. He was playing at a high level, and so I think there was always that you know, the feeling that it, for, you know, his supporters, that he was excelling when everything around him was bad, right? The defense or guys were dropping passes or offensive line we've picked on for years. But you know, you go back to that playoff game last year. And, you don't pin it all one play, but at the moment of truth, he checked down on a game-deciding play. And so was there ever a sense that he was going to lead this team to a championship? No. I don't think anyone felt that. There's both his, you know, who he is as a quarterback, but also what this roster looked like. And that's why after 6 years, it's okay to start over. You might take a step back.
Yes, that's it.
You know, it's okay to try something different. I mean, they're stuck in this place where they're good but not great. They're always kind of, you know, right there in the division, always a threat to be in the playoffs. But do you feel like they're on the verge of doing something special? No.
And I don't think they would be if they brought him back, which is kind of my
point. I don't either.
I got to jump in because we're short here.
Yeah.
A minute left. The headliner today by far is the Texan guy. I believe it's pronounced Grenard, even though it's two E's. If I'm wrong, let me know. So that's very good. Does that mean bye-bye, Daniil? Is there any way they can have both them on the roster?
Well, I don't know. Now that you don't have Cousins, you have more money to spend, but I think Daniil's going to get a massive contract. You know, I've heard, I think Pelissero said $25 million plus. I don't know if there will be enough because you still have to pay JJ and Darisaw and all that. So I took that as his replacement. Now, if you can get Daniil and Grenard, then you're, you know, you got something cooking. But I sort of feel they're bringing him in as a replacement.
I know how busy you are, so I appreciate coming on. We'll talk next week, and maybe there'll be more breaking news next week. It's fun when it happens.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Chip Scoggins, he's cranking out a column right now. He took a break to chat with us. It'll be available on StarTribune.com in a matter of minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.